This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Oregon State Legislature underway in Salem the past few days. We want to check in with State Senator David Brocksmith and see what's been happening so far. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Of course, my pleasure, Kyle, and welcome from your Oregon State Senate District office in the Capitol.
So talk about the first week overall. What kinds of things took place?
Well, the first week last week was just basically informational meetings within our individual committees, organization, bills that were first read being moved to the various committees within the House and the Senate, and kind of getting to know the new legislators that have come from the House to the Senate or have been elected, and kind of getting everyone their bearings, and new staff in my office with Tanner Elliott and my LA, and of course Shalia Mixon, my chief of staff, who's been with me since I was a county commissioner back in 15. But just kind of getting the lay of the land and looking at the bill stack and getting a list of bad bills and good bills and seeing how we're going to move forward.
Now, this is a full length session, correct?
Yeah. So it's 160 days. We're in week two of that 6 month legislative session. Everything's kind of calm at the moment, but it's the calm before the storm. As you know, we are in a super minority as Republicans in the building. There's 60 House members and 30 Senate members, and there are 24 Republicans, 36 Democrats in the House, and there are 12 Republicans and 18 Democrats in the Senate, of course, a Democratic governor. So the number is you got to count to 31, 16, and 1 to get anything passed.
So set the parameters of a full session and what it's designed to do.
Well, this is, when we have the short session, we've had full sessions, for as long as the legislature. This is the 83rd Legislative Assembly. I've been here since the 79th. And the short session that was voted in a number of years ago by the people of Oregon was sold to be, which is in the even years, which is 35 days, was sold to be budget fixes and so forth. But as you all will remember, as I help lead the effort to stop cap and trade in 2020, because the majority party Democrats wanted to bring forward cap and trade in 2020, and it has no business being in a short session. This session, there are a number of priorities that the Democrats have, that they want a transportation package, which is probably one of the most important issues, and education. Well, that means that as they passed in the 19th session, when we went into a super minority, because we were all focused on stopping a ballot measure that would have increased taxes, the Democrats had a supermajority and passed the CAT tax in 19. So now they can increase the CAT tax, which is supposed to fund education, and which is concerning. And they also need and want a transportation package. You'll remember back in 17, the majority passed a transportation package that was 12 cents, 2 cents a biennium per, 6 years. And that wasn't enough to sustain ODOT, and now they want to do more. We have good, Senator, we have great people, Shelley Boschart Davis, on our team in transportation. In fact, her bill to stop The banning of diesel trucks is up for committee hearing this week. I encourage everyone to testify in support of it. California went ahead and stopped their ban because they knew it was just impossible to implement and move forward. And Oregon has failed to do so. So hopefully we get that win to stop the ridiculous movement of the banning of diesel trucks in our state.
Now, if that ultimately did go through, does it have a date that it would take effect at this point?
Well, it would take effect this year, and it stops the ban until 2027. So it gives us more time to deal with it. It's just a limited scope in her bill. That's one of the reasons why I think it's moving forward, which is great. It's good for Oregonians and transportation in general.
Do you feel like some of these potential or proposed changes related to fueling of vehicles, et cetera, is moving at too quick a pace to be sustainable?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I mean, having, again, led the effort to stop cap and trade, and then, of course, Governor Brown trying to impose it via an executive order, which many of us believe it's unconstitutional. I have legislation aimed at capping the ability for the PUC and energy companies from increasing energy rates. I mean, many of my constituents in Douglas County are attached to and beholden to PacifiCorp, Pacific Power, for energy, and their rates have gone up in upwards of 20% over the last 5 years. And it really, it's because the Democrats keep on passing these carbon reduction laws, forcing the IOUs, or investor-owned utilities, to go towards more renewable energy, wind, solar, and so forth. But it's unsustainable. And frankly, recently, PacifiCorp essentially told the Democrats, even though they've increased the rates to do this, they said, well, we're not going to meet your goals, and there's nothing you can do about it, which is additionally ridiculous. Luckily, we've been able to keep the COUs and Douglas Co-op and Coos Curry Electric Cooperative and, out of that. But no, I have legislation to, make hydro a renewable under the renewable portfolio standards. I have legislation to reverse the ban on nuclear when it comes to small modular reactors in this state, which, of course, NuScale out of OSU is one of those companies, so that we can move forward in a clean way of energy with those small modular nuclear reactors. So there's lots of opportunities. And the long session is for these type of big, larger discussions when it comes to legislation.
Is the beginning of the session, is this where everybody is sort of getting along, and it's when you really get into the gritty parts where some of the relationships go south?
Well, everyone is trying, let's get along in the beginning of session. There's some bad gun bills out there in judiciary. There's some bad bills in my committee when it comes to energy and environment. So I'm have the privilege to serve as vice chair of the Senate Energy and Environment Committee, on the Legislative Policy and Research Committee, on the Veterans Emergency Preparedness and Federal and World Affairs Committee, on the Public Safety Subcommittee, as well as Full Ways and Means this session. And so there's a lot of responsibility with that. And as the Senate Republican Deputy Leader, so we are trying to navigate through all the pieces of legislation, because not until the first part of February are all the bills kind of need to be dropped that are filed. Before you start using what we call priority bills that are limited to the number of you receive as a legislator. But of course, the majority party has the opportunity to submit a bill at any time, which is unfortunate. But they usually don't. They try to go find a related to clause that'll work. But I'm so far so good. I mean, there's things that Senate Republican leader Daniel Boehner talked about on the Senate floor last week with regards to OSHA and their administrative rules that they're putting on our farmers that won't allow any farm housing within 500 feet of the farm work area, which is ridiculous. I mean, we need to stop that type of overregulation. If anything, I'm trying to pass legislation that would allow our farmers and ranchers to be able to add workforce housing to their property so that they can make it as part of the their employment benefit, which is a win-win from the farmer and the worker. I have eight bills scheduled for public hearings this week alone.
State Senator David Brocksmith with us live from Salem. More when we come back. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson at 1 o'clock, live from Salem, checking in with State Senator David Brocksmith about things that are going on as the session of the Oregon State Legislature gets underway. Now, you mentioned your committee assignments, et cetera, a bit ago. Were there very many changes to that from the prior session?
Yes. On the prior session, I was on natural resources and wildfire and the Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee. And so when I was in the House, I was a longtime vice chair of energy and environment over there. And so I was glad to take that role on over here. And, of course, passionate about our veterans issues, as you know, Kyle. And so I was glad to be able to be appointed to the Senate Veterans Emergency Preparedness Committee, which is going to work well with a new also appointment that there'll be a press release coming out within the next week or two. But there's an organization that's a national organization called CSG West. And it's the Council of State Governments West, so it's all the states from Colorado to Alaska and Hawaii. Senator Bill Hansel, our former senator for Oregon, was the president last year when we had the conference up in Portland in July. I was able to preside over and create his president's forum, which was on wildfire. And there are eight standing committees within the Council of State Governments West, but only 16 co-chairs in the 800 to 900 legislators that make up all of those state legislators from the western states, eight Democrats and eight Republicans. We were able to, in late November, create one of those eight standing committees as the Wildfire and Emergency Preparedness Committee, and I was appointed the co-chair of that committee. We have, as you know, wildfire and forest management is critically important to me, has been since being a county commissioner and before. My grandfather was a logger decades ago, and it is critically important that we manage those resources for our citizens, especially in rural Oregon, when 82% of the acres burned on a 10-year average are on the federal lands, and of the 18% of acres burned on private lands, 15% of those acres are burned from fires that come off of federal lands, and of the 3% of acres burned on private land, 98% of those are kept to less than 100 acres because they are managed resources. And so we have an opportunity to utilize the CSGOS committee to have a Western state legislative voices in unison to our federal delegation to front load dollars to our USFS and BLM so that we can transition our wildland firefighters into fuels reduction work in their off season from firefighting, starting within the wildland urban interfaces on the federal landscape and moving out, thus getting local logs to local mills, reducing the risk of wildfire in our rural communities that are impacting our insurance rates and skyrocketing them. And I have also a ancillary piece of legislation in the Oregon legislature that would assist in the transition from those wildland firefighters to those that fuel reduction work. Because right now they essentially have to quit and then be rehired. And so this has been a full court press since I passed Senate Bill 872 back in the 23 session. That was the state's position of the federal government that we need to increase harvest, increase replanting, increase post-fire harvest, do more in fuels reduction. And so we're all hands on deck when it comes to that, working with, of course, Commissioner Freeman, Douglas County, who is also the president, longtime president of the Association of Valency Counties on this issue, as well as all of our commissioners in Southwest Oregon. And we'll be working with our state legislators in those western states to get it done.
Do you feel like your role as assistant GOP leader for the Senate is going to give Southern Oregon, or at least this part of the area, maybe a bigger seat at the table?
Oh, of course. Relationships matter, especially in this building, especially when you're a member of the minority. But I've been in leadership roles when I was in the House. And, of course, leadership roles now in the Senate. We are well represented in Senate District 1 with Representative Osborne, and the leadership role in the House as the minority whip. And then, of course, Representative Boyce, then myself over here in the Senate as the Senate Republican Deputy Leader. We were successful in getting the largest last session, as you know, the largest allocation of resources for $35 million to the veterans home to be built in Roseburg. Now we need to make sure that those resources stay. So I'm working on a piece of legislation that reallocates those dollars, that can carry us forward those dollars with interest to deal with the inflationary costs as we're waiting for the federal government to come in with their 65% of the building cost. And I appreciate the veterans of Douglas County and Bill and Jim and others that continue to just be incredible advocates, as well as Director Daniels, Director of Oregon Veterans, who has just been an amazing partner in this project.
With the Democrats fully in charge, do you expect any pushback on any of the federal policies from the new administration?
Almost definitely. I mean, Governor Kochek came out last night with a video on protecting her LGBTQ plus members in Oregon, which is fine if the governor wants to do that. Unfortunately, the problem is what I fear, Kyle, when it comes to the federal. And President Trump's push, who had the majority of the United States voting population support, is if there are a lot of federal dollars that come to Oregon and to fund everything from healthcare to education and across the board. And posturing and defending transgender rights or transgender surgeries for youth, which I am adamantly opposed to, is not something that is or will be good for Oregon or Oregonians.
30 seconds.
So Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, 30 seconds left. What's ahead as kind of priorities for you this week?
Well, this week I'm working with Commissioner Boyce. We have a bill up on today for civil penalties for landowners that have illegal marijuana grows on them. Again, like I said earlier, there's 8 pieces of legislation that have committee hearings this week along, Kyle. So it's a busy time. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about the issues that are happening in Salem and our views, and appreciate Representative Osborne and Representative Boyce for their great work, as well as our commissioners and other elected officials.
All right, live from Salem, State Senator David Brock Smith, wrapping up Inside Douglas County, 1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.